Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Now, today's topic was chosen per request of some of my listeners. And of course, if you have been following the news and the warnings about a flu epidemic, and as winter is fast approaching, you're probably concerned about keeping your immune system strong. Just remember, the media tends to blow things out of proportion, and the best antidote to media-fostered hysteria is accurate knowledge of all your alternatives. Therefore, we will talk about safe and natural alternatives regarding cold and flu prevention and how to winterize your immune system today. So every day we hear another report of the possibility of a flu epidemic, and there are reports of sick birds, speculation that new mutations of viruses will spread to humans, and fear that it will actually spread around the globe. Now, first of all, how do these epidemics really happen? Is it just bad luck to catch a terrible virus? Or do we set ourselves up by being environmentally polluted and nutritionally deficient? Now, studies of various epidemics of the last 700 years show a common thread, and that is nutritional deficiency. The Industrial Revolution has left a negative impact on the natural environment, and as we know, our environment has become very polluted. Now, most people live far removed from farms and have no gardens, and food is processed to allow for long-distance transportation and a long shelf life, not for nutritional content. And synthetic compounds are used to increase crop yields and to add flavor and to preserve food. And then we use synthetic vitamins and medications to treat deficiency diseases caused by depletion of nutrients. What a vicious cycle. Now, the result, of course, is a weakened and constantly challenged immune system. And our body is really amazingly designed and has a built-in self-repair mechanism. And the body is, in fact, constantly in self-repair mode. However, it needs the raw materials to do that, meaning good nutrition. So, to build ourselves up, we must restore the essential building blocks for health so our body can better handle the threat of infection. Good nutrition is the best chance to make sure every flu virus passes your household by. We need to understand that much of our suffering, our disease, and health deterioration is due to nutritional deficiencies. And we need to understand this and begin to make choices which will build our health rather than tear it down. And there is no doubt that nutritional deficiencies put us at risk for the flu and every other bug that comes along. And here is why. Number one, nutritional deficiencies increase the susceptibility to infection so that every little bug that comes along takes hold and makes you ill. Vitamin A, C, and E complexes, vitamin B6 and folic acid, along with zinc, selenium, iron, copper, and probiotics, are especially useful in preventing infection. And secondly, nutritional deficiencies prevent your body from forming adequate antibodies to fight infection and prevent the reoccurrence of the same illness in the future. Nature has given you an immune system. Actually, your body is an immune system. Your skin, gut, liver, spleen, blood, lymph, and bones work in harmony to protect you from all kinds of invaders, may it be bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungi, and so forth. But you are protected only when your immune system is supplied with the nutritional essentials. So our immune system is like an invisible shield that protects you from invading bacteria and viruses. The problem is that stress, a poor diet, the exposure to environmental pollutants, and sleep deprivation can actually weaken it. And because of this, it's more important than ever to support the immune system, especially at this time of the year. But before we continue with today's topic, let's listen to some music from today's feature CD. And the CD is by Mary Black, and the CD is titled Looking Back. And when I come back, we will talk some more about the flu and flu prevention.
And I see all the pain that you have suffered. Young girl walks on ancient sand, desert flower in her hand, barefoot on the red heartland. Innocence makes heart and soul, my soul sister, you got that special part of me. Such sweet love and devotion, who would tame what's quiet and free? Here we are in this crazy, crazy world, circumstance lead you on to desperation. If love can save the weary heart, or it can tear us all, to never trust again. Heart and soul, my soul sister, you got that special part of me. Such sweet love and devotion, who would change what's quiet and free? Heart and soul.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, our topic today is flu prevention, and I explained the connection between nutritional deficiencies and a weakened immune system. So now let's talk briefly about the flu. What is it? The flu is a respiratory system infection caused by viruses. Signs and symptoms of infection are generally present within 24 hours to 48 hours and include fever of more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit, dry cough, muscle and body aches and chills, lack of appetite and fatigue, along with possible congestion and sore throat. And the virus is actually spread from person to person, and adults can be contagious for 3 to 7 days after the symptoms start. But children can pass the virus for a lot longer. And the main route of the flu virus is from hands to eyes and mouth, but the flu virus can actually exist for some time on inanimate objects like doorknobs. And research has determined that although influenza is passed from person to person through coughing, sneezing, or contact with respiratory fluids, it actually starts in wild aquatic birds like ducks and shorebirds. And the birds themselves don't become sick from the virus or directly infect humans. They are merely carriers. Even without humans to spread disease, migratory birds can actually circulate the seeds of disease around the globe in a short time. And before a virus actually becomes a threat, however, it needs an intermediate host. And historically, this has been domestic fowl or pigs, and they contract the virus indirectly by drinking water contaminated by the feces of the infected wild birds. And pigs are ideal hosts for these viruses since they contain known receptors for both birds and human viruses. So it is very important to take proper precautions and using a common sense approach, like number one, wash your hands often. And this is the most important thing. Most cold and flu viruses are spread by direct contact, and the germs can live for hours on telephones and keyboards, doorknobs, etc. Opening a door that someone has just touched with hands that were used to cover a sneeze is a typical way to transmit a contagious infection. So it is not a bad idea to open a public door with the cuffs of your sleeve during the winter months, or to flush a toilet with a paper towel or carry alcohol wipes with you, especially if it is difficult for a person to keep running to the bathroom to wash your hands. Now, alcohol wipes are preferable to antibacterial hand creams because they don't contribute to bacterial resistance. Also, don't cover your sneezes and coughs with your hands. Likewise, because germs and viruses cling to your bare hands, muffling coughs and sneezes with your hands results in passing your germs along to others. So always use a tissue and then throw it away immediately. And if you don't have a tissue, cough or sneeze into your elbow. It is also very important to drink an adequate amount of pure water each day. Now, 6 to 8 glasses, actually half of the person's body weight in ounces, is the proper hydration. Unless, of course, you suffer from hypertension or high blood pressure. Now, water flushes your system as it hydrates you, which is essential to staying healthy. Also, exercise regularly. Now, moderate exercise increases your white blood cell count and also improves the body's ability to fight off infection. And exercise also increases the number of killer cells, and those are the very special cells that are mobilized to fight off serious diseases, and it increases the body's production of the antibody immunoglobulin A. Exercise also boosts immunity by reducing stress, and we know that stress itself can depress your body's immune system. Also, if you're a smoker, stop smoking. It is a huge stress on your respiratory system, and statistics show that heavy smokers get more severe colds and more frequent ones than non-smokers. Also, cut down on alcohol consumption because it basically stresses the liver, and the liver is the body's primary filtering system, and it also dehydrates you. So get plenty of rest and sleep so your immune system doesn't have to work extra hard at keeping you healthy. And, of course, eat lots of fruits and veggies because they are packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. So always make sure you eat real whole foods with 1/3 of it raw. Avoid sugar and processed and refined foods as much as possible. Also, relax because your immune system is compromised when you are stressed out and produces stress hormones. So meditate, do yoga, practice deep breathing. It will help you keep those winter bugs away. Or get a weekly massage, which is a great all-around preventative for good health. And you should also take herbs and whole food phytonutrients to build up your immune system. But before I will go in more detail about these herbs and whole food supplements, let's take a short break and listen to a track of today's feature CD by Mary Black. And the CD is titled Looking Back. And when I come back, we will talk about natural alternatives for the prevention as well as treatment for the cold and flu.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. She, like a ghost beside me, goes down with ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned, unshamed, unharmed. For she is the perfect creature, natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We talked about simple steps a person can take for the prevention of colds and the flu this winter by basically applying common sense precautions like frequently washing your hands, drinking plenty of pure water every day, eating a balanced, healthy diet that includes organic fruits and veggies loaded with antioxidants, exercising, and making sure you get plenty of rest and time for relaxation to keep your immune system strong. Now, let's take a look at our immune system. Now, I need to point out that the human body does not have a single immune system. In fact, a better terminology would be to call it an immune alliance among various systems and organs, which, when coordinated by the brain, give an immune response to the presence of bacteria and viruses and other pathogens. And the immune alliance is composed of the thymus gland for lymphocytes, the spleen for antibodies, bone marrow, the stomach with the hydrochloric acid to destroy ingested parasites, and the intestinal flora, which destroys pathogenic microbes and manufactures B12, and also the liver for detoxification and enzyme production, the lymphatic system, which drains waste products from tissues and transports lymph to lymph nodes to filter out toxins and debris. So with this complexity in mind, it becomes clear that a multifaceted approach must be made to strengthen these diverse aspects. And one important step that can be taken is to flush pathogens, toxins, and debris from your nasal and sinus mucosa weekly with a saline flush. Now, the mucosa is like a built-in immune system that can keep you super healthy. It is the moist pink tissue that lines your respiratory and digestive tract. And it is made of many layers of cells that are held together with a kind of a glue. And as long as it is intact and moist and flexible, it is your faithful personal bodyguard keeping pathogens at bay. But if your mucosa is damaged, like for example, smoking damages your mucosa, bugs that can get a free pass whether you're vaccinated or not. And if any part of your mucosa is under siege, it calls for backup, and within moments, cells arrive on the scene and start attacking the invaders. Now, when a pathogen tries to invade your mucosa, one of your immune system's strategies is to produce an antibody known as immunoglobulin A. But vaccinations introduce the pathogen with a needle and therefore are completely bypassing your mucosa and your body's surveillance system. As a result, a different antibody is produced, and that's in part why the flu vaccine has such a lousy track record. One thing you can do is daily nasal flushing, which is actually an ancient Ayurvedic tradition in which you wash allergens and pollutants and contaminants out of your nasal passages. It is actually a very comfortable process, and beyond cleaning your nasal passages, it also stimulates the glands in your sinuses to make thinner mucus, making it easier to flush your nose from the inside. And This nasal flushing is very beneficial for allergies to pollen because it helps tame allergic responses and also gives your immune system a chance to breathe. And this procedure is very, very simple. All you need is a very small specialized pitcher, and it's called a neti pot. But there are also nasal irrigation systems in the form of a syringe available, and you can get both the neti pot or the syringe at the Evergreen Cottage. Now, as far as keeping your digestive mucosa intact and healthy, it is important to keep your gastrointestinal tract clean and healthy by making sure that waste is properly eliminated with 3 bowel movements daily. And if this is a struggle for you, you should definitely correct constipation by using soluble fiber, such as psyllium husk powder, or we have a great whole food fiber product available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Plus, you should keep your digestive mucosa moist, plump, and resilient by getting plenty of omega-3 fatty acids every day from high-quality fish oils like cod liver oil or flaxseed oil. And you should also keep your intestinal flora strong and healthy by consuming lacto-fermented foods such as yogurt and sauerkraut, or by adding a good probiotic supplement to your diet such as Lactans by Standard Process, which is available at the Evergreen Spine Wellness Center. Now, Lactans is a gastrointestinal support product that combines digestive enzymes with normal intestinal probiotics. And the combination of these ingredients assists in the breakdown of macronutrients and maintains a healthy intestinal environment, thereby enhancing the immune system. Also, I want to point out that studies show that as your blood level of vitamin D falls, so does your ability to ward off diseases of all kinds. Now, vitamin D, especially vitamin D3 or cholecalciferol, protects you against all pathogens that try to cross your mucosal barrier, whether your immune system has encountered them before or not. So, what's the best way to get enough vitamin D3? Well, forget about vitamin D fortified milk, because it does not raise vitamin D3 levels. The truth is, it is physically impossible to get enough vitamin D3 from a modern diet. One of the richest food sources is wild-caught oily fish, such as salmon or mackerel, but even that provides only 400 international units in one 4-ounce serving. And as we get older, we have a harder time assimilating the vitamin D we consume. One of the most significant natural sources of vitamin D3 is the sun and cholesterol. So in actuality, cholesterol and sun equals vitamin D3. So the sunlight on your skin converts the skin's cholesterol into a compound that is further metabolized by your liver and kidneys into vitamin D3. And because the cholesterol is the main building block of vitamin D3, you are almost guaranteed to be vitamin D3 deficient if you're taking a drug to lower your cholesterol. And because sunlight drives your skin's production of vitamin D3, you will be underprotected if you're getting too little sun, or if you're using even a mild sunscreen, or if you have liver or kidney problems. Now, contrary to popular belief, there's no long-term storage of vitamin D in your body. That means you can't load up on vitamin D in the summer and expect that to hold you over the entire winter, which is why disease outbreaks such as flu epidemics actually tend to occur when daylight is shorter. The weather is more overcast and vitamin D3 stores are falling. So for your immune system to protect you the way it was designed to, you have to find a way to get your vitamin D levels up and keep them up year-round. And vitamin D is also very important for the treatment of seasonal affective disorder, and we will address this topic in future segments. So for most people, the answer is to increase your sun exposure with a vitamin D supplement. Of course, it preferably should be a whole food supplement which your body can actually recognize and utilize as such, like Cataplex D by Standard Process, which is available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And it is actually very inexpensive. The supplement, I think, is $9 for 90 tablets. And if a person lives in the sunny south, just 20 minutes of unprotected sun exposure will create about 20,000 international units, which is actually 50 times the government's recommendation. But since we live north of 40 degrees latitude, where the sun's rays are more heavily filtered by the Earth's atmosphere, or if you use sunscreen or stay indoors most of the time, you will certainly need a supplement. And as I mentioned already, we have a wonderful all-natural and food-based vitamin D supplement available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, and it is called Cataplex D. Now, before we continue, let's take another break with some music, and let's listen to another track of Mary Black's CD, and the CD is titled Looking Back. And I will be back shortly with more information for you on how to boost your immune system with natural herbs and supplements.
My heart
solo as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know. The tears that drip from my bewildered eyes taste of bittersweet romance. You're still in my hopes, you're still on my mind, oh yeah. And even though restless eyes reveal my troubled soul, and memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams, I mourn for my wasted love, and while I know that I'll survive, oh, no. My heart, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know. My heart is low,
yes, my heart is so low.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, we were talking about cold and flu prevention, the importance of vitamin D as our natural antibiotic. And now let's look at various natural ways to boost and winterize our immune system. One of the most effective food complexes is called Congoplex by Standard Process. It is a whole food concentrate and supplement, and it contains thymus cytosol extract and helps support the healthy function of the upper respiratory tract. And the thymus gland is considered the master gland that regulates the immune system. And this product also contains nutrients from carrots and alfalfa, mushrooms, buckwheat juice, calcium lactate, etc. It works especially well if it is used at the first sign of a cold, flu, or flu-like symptoms. Another great whole food supplement we carry for immune system support is called Immuplex, and this supplement affects multiple systems to create an overall immune response. And I already explained that the human body does not have a single immune system. A better terminology would be to call it an immune alliance among various systems and organs, which, when coordinated by the brain, give an immune response to the presence of bacteria, viruses. Now, Immuplex by Standard Process contains organic nutrients from food sources that impact the entire immune alliance. And this is the supplement I use the most in my nutritional practice for immune support. and it is actually the easiest way to keep your immune system healthy. Of course, anything that can make your immune system stronger and help keep it in peak condition will be of tremendous benefit to your health in general. Now, a good supply of vitamin C is something a person should always have on hand. Antibiotics and compounds that are strictly antibacterial won't work against viruses, but substances like vitamin C and hydrogen peroxide do. In fact, vitamin C fights infections by producing hydrogen peroxide in your body. But then again, it is important to get the whole vitamin C complex and not just an isolated complex such as ascorbic acid, which most people are using as supplements. And we have vitamin C complex available at Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. There are also numerous immune-boosting herbs. And one very effective herb which has long been used in traditional Indian and Chinese medicine is andrographis. And this herb revs up the activity of natural killer cells, which is the immune system's first line of defense against infection. Now, andrographis is one of the natural cold and flu remedies with the most promising scientific evidence for its efficiency. Now, just to mention a few other herbs that can be taken in tincture form or capsule or tablet form that have been used for thousands of years, one is astragalus root. And this one is a native to Mongolia and China, and it has been used for thousands of years in China to ward off illness and strengthen the immune system. It is also a wonderful tonic. And astragalus enhances immune function by increasing the activity of certain white blood cells, which in turn increases the production of antibodies and stimulates natural killer cells. In addition to boosting immunity, it has also antibacterial, adaptogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antiviral effects. Now, astragalus is actually safe to take on a regular basis and doesn't appear to suppress the immune system with long-term use. It has no known side effects when used as recommended. And if you're lucky enough to be able to get the fresh root, it can be actually stirred into soups. One of the most known herbs for immune support is echinacea. Now, echinacea purpurea is actually a perennial herb native to the Midwestern and Southeastern United States. Native Americans use it more than any other plant for treatment of illness and injury. And it is also heavily used in Europe by herbal practitioners after the first scientific study in 1932. But since then, more than 500 scientific studies have been done to determine echinacea's pharmacology and clinical application. And researchers have discovered that the herb contains a diverse range of active components affecting the different aspects of immune function. And several studies have confirmed the benefit of echinacea for treating colds and the flu. Most of the studies have shown it to be a safe herb with very limited side effects. According to the German Health Commission, because of its immune-stimulating effects, echinacea should not be taken by individuals who have multiple sclerosis, AIDS, tuberculosis, leukemia, or autoimmune disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, or by those taking immunosuppressive drugs. Now, the problem is that all echinacea products are not equal. It must contain the right active constituents in order to be effective. And echinacea also needs the presence of adequate natural vitamin C. There again, I'm meaning the whole complex, in order to activate echinacea's immune-boosting benefits. And at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, we carry a very good and reliable source of echinacea. And if anybody wants to give this herbal supplement a try, please stop by and talk to me. We are always happy to answer questions, and our goal is to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. Now, in Europe, a remarkable extract from elderberries called Sambuco is used frequently by health practitioners. It is a powerful antioxidant that stimulates the immune system by increasing the production of disease-fighting lymphocytes. An Israeli researcher and doctor developed Sambuco based on the premise that active ingredients in elderberries bind with viruses before they have a chance to penetrate normal cell walls. And this product was tested on actual patients in the Israeli flu epidemic of 1992 and 1993 with great results. And Sambuco has recently become available in the United States. It comes as a liquid syrup or a lozenge. And the nice thing is that the black elderberry syrup really tastes great and it's easy to get kids to take it. And research suggests that if you take 1 to 2 teaspoons 4 times daily for 3 to 4 days when feeling sick, it can significantly shorten the severity and duration of the flu. Sipping elderberry tea can also soothe flu symptoms, and we have elderberry products like tinctures and lozenges available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. One other herb I would like to mention is olive leaf extract because it has anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties that actually interact with the protein in cold and flu virus particles to halt infection. And it is available in capsule or liquid form. And also, if you put 3 to 5 drops in warm water, it makes a great gargle for sore throats. Since I provided you with a lot of information, let's take another break and listen to more music from today's feature CD by Mary Black. And I will be back with more information for you shortly.
Like a fairy tale, that's what it was. Young man in his prime, young girl from across, the most perfect of strangers. And then the night closed in, and the whole was a handsome man. One look was enough, and away they ran. Spent many happy hours, and then the night closed in, and the whole night closing.
let the night close in.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we have been talking about natural alternatives for the common cold and flu, and I would like to point out a couple more safe and natural options for you before we wrap up today's show. Another easy thing that could be used is eucalyptus essential oil, and the use of essential oils to fight illness dates back to the Old Testament. In fact, eucalyptus is one of the best known and least expensive essential oils. And the eucalyptus tree, which is also called the Tasmanian blue gum tree, is an evergreen tree native to Australia, and the oil from the leaves has been used in cough drops and cold medications, mouthwashes. In fact, it is one of the four active ingredients in Listerine. It has also been used in toothpaste and liniments for arthritis pain. So if you have ever used cough drops or nasal inhalers, you have probably experienced the congestion-clearing power of eucalyptus oil. You can also add 10 to 15 drops to a vaporizer or to some boiling water on the stove. Or you can dilute it with a carrier oil, and it also becomes an excellent chest rub for easing congestion and mucus buildup. Be careful, eucalyptus oil can be toxic if taken internally. But because of the potent substances it contains, breathing the fumes can knock out infections in the nasal passages and sinuses and bronchial tubes and lungs with incredible speed. And in addition to clearing air passages, inhaling eucalyptus has been shown to increase the uptake of oxygen from the lungs to the bloodstream, so it may actually be helpful in treating other types of infections as well. If you think you are at risk of catching something, just put 8 to 10 drops of eucalyptus oil on a tissue or handkerchief and keep it in your pocket and take a deep breath once in a while. And eucalyptus oil is available at the Evergreen Cottage. There are also many medicinal mushrooms that greatly boost the immune system, and it is also a great idea to add shiitake mushrooms to your diet. And another thing that can be added that adds a powerful jolt of protection to the immune system is garlic. Now, for centuries, garlic has been recognized as a potent medicine against pathogens. And there are multiple studies showing how garlic actually kills yeast, fungi, bacteria, and viruses. Plus, it also lowers cholesterol and triglycerides. So, crushing up a clove of garlic and mixing it with olive oil and lemon juice and putting it on your salad is something easy to do every day, during the winter months especially. Also, try mashing up a clove and spread it on toast, or you can roast a whole bulb of garlic in the oven and use it as a spread on toast. And then you can always eat a few sprigs of parsley afterward, and that will help eliminate garlic breath. Just make sure that you will add a few cloves of garlic to your soups and stews this winter. And if you don't like the idea of eating fresh garlic every day, you can purchase an organic garlic supplement, which we have available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Please ask for help at the store, since we don't have all the supplements we have available on display on shelves. And another great preventative and great digestive aid is a daily raw apple cider vinegar drink before each meal. And what you do is you mix 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw apple cider vinegar in 4 to 8 ounces of water. And then you can also mix a little bit of raw honey in it. And this has not only detoxifying effects, it also improves digestion. And the vinegar also kills off viruses and bacteria as well. And this would be a great preventative. And I also want to mention at this point, taking some coconut oil, like 1 tablespoon a day, even alone, would really help fight off viruses and bacteria as well. Now, Also, during the winter month, it is important to consume a lot of warming spices like garlic, ginger, even chili peppers, which are packed with vitamin C. And this is why I chose ginger as the food of the week. Now, ginger has been used as a medicine in Asian, Indian, and Arabic herbal traditions since ancient times. Ginger has also been used to help treat arthritis, colic, diarrhea, and heart conditions. And in addition to these medicinal uses, ginger continues to be valued around the world as an important cooking spice and is believed to help the common cold, flu-like symptoms, headaches, and even painful menstrual periods. The volatile oils in ginger are what causes the taste, smell, and medical effectiveness. In fact, about 1-4% of ginger is oil. Now, side effects associated with ginger are very rare, but if taken in excessive doses, it may cause heartburn. I also want to mention a precaution at this time. People with gallstones should consult a doctor before taking ginger supplements, and also make sure to tell your doctor if you're taking ginger and will be going to surgery or placed under anesthesia for any reason. And do not take ginger supplements if you have a bleeding disorder or if you're taking blood-thinning medications, including aspirin. In this way, always consult your healthcare provider. So far, most ginger research has focused on the herb's ability to tame nausea and morning sickness, and it also helps with motion sickness as well. But the pungent root can also act as an antihistamine and decongestant, which are two cold-easing effects that have been embraced by Chinese herbalists for thousands of years. So tossing some fresh chopped ginger into your stir-fry or soup can lessen cold symptoms, as can making a strong cup of ginger tea. And ginger is perfect when you are really congested or if you've got the chills. Now, a person can shave the skin from a fresh piece of ginger and then cut off about 2 inches, and then you slice it up and you drop it into 2 cups of water. And then you simmer the mixture for about 20 minutes, uncovered, and then you pour it into a tea mug. You also can add a tablespoon of honey. And then you add a tablespoon of honey and the freshly squeezed juice from half a lemon and drink it down. And this is not only great for immune support, but also a great digestive aid. I hope this will inspire you to incorporate this wonderful herb into your meal plan to help ward off colds and the flu. Once again, I would like to stress the importance of plenty of rest and to find ways to minimize your stress. Stress depletes your immune system, and you need to find ways to diffuse the stress in your life. There are many methods, ranging from meditation and yoga, or go get a weekly massage. Take time for yourself to recharge your batteries regularly. And the effective natural herbs and supplements that I have mentioned today will help you to build your defenses as to prevent flu viruses from infecting you and your family. Now, this concludes today's program. I hope you found it informative and enjoyed the music. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center at 365-2288. And to find out more about my services, please visit my website at elywellness.com or stop by to pick up a brochure. I also invite you to make a visit to the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage to pick up many of the wonderful products we talked about today, and you will find a great selection of natural foods, organic produce, organic dairy and meats, as well as high-quality whole food supplements and concentrates. So take time to stock up on fruits and vegetables and natural foods. Thanks again for listening, and remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And let food be your medicine. Talk to you next week.